Right now on VFN TV, President Trump declares moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. How is that going to impact America? A blessing over our president from Pastor John Kilpacker, a powerful blessing. And what happened in the first year of President Trump's presidency? And we're going to talk about 100, not all 173, but he had 173 major accomplishments in his first 353 days right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Rebus. These are exciting days, aren't they?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. We're so excited to be able to be with you. We're so encouraged. We thank you. We love to hear from you, positive things, you know, yeah. Your comments that you're giving us on our emails and our
YouTube
channel.
And Facebook.
Oh, we love to hear from you. We read every one of them, and we just thank you for that. And we had so many great programs. Today, we're going to be talking about, think about this, that when God says, I will bless those who bless Israel, and I will curse those who curse Israel, right? And when you put yourself in a place to bless Israel, bless the people of Israel, God blesses you in a powerful way. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened when President Donald Trump publicly declared, because it's been established, the law's been established since 1995, but he came in and he did it.
Well, God established it even longer than that, but you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. The Americans' law since 1995.
Sure, sure.
And all the presidents said they were going to do it and didn't do it. Every one of them said they were going to do it. But guess what? Guess what? This is what happened. President Donald Trump, he actually did it. And this releases great blessing. We were concerned at the beginning of the year, is this really going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, he actually acknowledged that the U.S. embassy would be moved to Jerusalem, and also that he called it the eternal capital of Israel. And they're fixing to build an underground train now because of this from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Western Wall. So you'll be able to get off and go straight to the government, which will be located in Jerusalem. And they're even calling one of the train stops named after Donald Trump.
Imagine
and
that.
That's so amazing. But let's watch history take place. That's how powerful this is. This is President Trump declaring what's going to happen to the U.S. embassy and who is the eternal capital. Where is the eternal capital of Israel? Check it out.
I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I am also directing the State Department to begin preparation to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement. Jerusalem is not just the heart of three great religions, but it is now also the heart of one of the most successful democracies in the world. This sacred city should call forth the best in humanity. So today we call for calm, for moderation, and for the voices of tolerance to prevail over the purveyors of hate. Our children should inherit our love, not our conflicts.
Powerful. As a matter of fact, Pastor John Kilpacker, Church of His Presence, is giving us a perspective of what this really means and also praying a blessing over our president. Let's go there now. Church of His Presence, Pastor John Kilpacker.
I wanted to come in today and just take a moment and talk about the significance of yesterday, December the 6th, 2017. Yesterday, our president unequivocally took a stand to declare that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. I could not applaud him more. I bless Donald J. Trump for making that decision. I believe that that decision set many things in motion that we're probably not even aware of, and he probably himself is not even aware of. I believe it set something in motion. He lined himself up with God. He lined himself up with the promises that God made to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and others. He backed up and defended everything that God swore to Abraham and to those that he promised the land to and the city to. In just a few minutes, I'm going to speak a blessing over the president. I have written a blessing, and I'm going to speak it. It's not long at all, but I'd just like for you to listen to it. I feel like this needs to be said. You know as well as I do that yesterday, whenever he did that, it set a lot of things in motion, but it certainly set hell off. Just as America recognized Israel when it became a nation in 1948, yesterday was equally important. And you know, even past presidents that I have known and heard down through the years talking about the things of the Middle East, every time they'd start talking about peace plans, they would start declaring that Israel must give up parts of Jerusalem in order to have peace. They would declare that if you're going to do this and you're going to do that, you've got to divide the West Bank, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And it seemed like every president that I have ever known has always took that stance until yesterday. Yesterday, the president didn't say it was going to have to be divided. He just said, we recognize it as the eternal capital, and we're going to leave that up to Israel and their negotiating partners, how all that's going to be worked out. But, you know, when you take a hard look at things, just like, well, it's, for example, the name Jerusalem, it's J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. Right in the middle of the name Jerusalem is USA, and I don't believe that's accidental. I believe that the Holy Spirit knew all along, way back there, when the name Jerusalem was first floated in the scriptures, he knew that America was going to be raised up in this hour, this last hour, in the last dispensation of the church age. He knew that America was going to be raised up, the United States of America, and we were going to be a friend to Israel. When you look at the different nations of the earth today, Israel has no friends. It is rare to find a friend for Israel. I know, and you know, that President Trump is not a perfect man. I know that. I pray for him. But he took a stand for Israel. He's taken a stand for life. He's taken a stand for Christmas. He has put a godly man on the Supreme Court. And in spite of all of his shortcomings and failings, I love the president, and I'm praying for him because he's taking a stand for what God stands for. And we're going to have to pray for him, and we're going to have to defend him. Our president blessed Israel, and now I believe because he did that, great blessings are going to come upon America. I believe that 2018 is going to open up the windows of heaven over this nation, and probably prosperity, probably, is going to come in ways that we can't even begin to even imagine while I'm standing here talking about this. I just want to speak a blessing, if I may. I believe in the power of blessings. I believe that a lot of times you can think something for a long, long time, and as long as it remains a thought, nothing much happens. But I believe in the mystery of a blessing and the power of a blessing, and I want to speak out a blessing out of my mouth today over President Trump. God bless him. Here's what I'd like to say. We bless our President Donald J. Trump. You have come to the presidency of these United States for such a time as this. You are a modern-day Jehu. You are unafraid to carry out the unpleasant assignments that must be done. What others could not and would not even attempt, you stepped up and shifted the nation out from under godlessness, indecisiveness, and leading from behind. You are restoring the blindfold over the eyes of Lady Justice once again. You have put salt and light back into the highest court of the land. You are removing the oppressive yoke from the necks of the people. And now you have single-handedly aligned yourself and this nation with the heart and purposes of Jehovah God concerning the nation of Israel and in particular Jerusalem. We declare that you are protected and defended by the host of heaven. Weapons may be formed against you by a myriad of enemies, but they shall not prosper. They will backfire. God shall frustrate the token of the liars. We bless you. We bless your wife, Melania, as well as your extended family, to know that there is a wall of fire round about you and a canopy of glory over your heads. We declare that although you have just begun, you will finish. You will accomplish all that you have been called to do. Only time will tell how the gift of your presidency to this nation has changed the course of history in this carol season. So may God bless the President of the United States. May God bless the United States. And may God really bless the church for praying for our president, especially in this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor John Kilpatrick. Let me encourage you, if you're in the southern Alabama area, go to Church of His Presence, a great church over there, and you'll be so blessed. The glory of God and the presence of God and great people right there. And, of course, Pastor John Kilpatrick's over the Church of His Presence with his son, John Michael.
Yes.
Pastor John Michael there, and a great church. And this is exciting days. I'm thinking about, you know, where, you know, Kim Clement prophesied before this even was, before Donald Trump was even on the map.
2007, I believe.
Yeah, 2007. And said that that they will actually say impeach, 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 but it will not happen. And so God already set this thing up. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about some of the successes that took place in the first year of President Trump. And remember, it was a huge breakthrough for courts, for finances, for economy, for the stock market, for everything. As a matter of fact, 173 successes that took place after this break. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting. This is just like celebrating great victories that took place for America and the American people. The forgotten people are not forgotten anymore.
So hopeful. Yes. 8 years prior, too, didn't look that way.
Oh, it didn't look that way.
God,
as a matter of fact,
it.
Yeah, some of the words was fundamental religious beliefs have to be changed, and First Amendment and Second Amendment, and the Constitution was an outdated document, but not anymore.
I mean, mercy.
Mercy. It truly is the mercy of the Lord. But let's just take a look back, just 1 minute, to look back what took place in the first year of President Donald Trump's presidency for America. Understand, any success in Washington, D.C., it should be a success for the American people, and it was a great success. Check it out.
each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world. Today, I am keeping another promise by nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch. We love our police, we love our sheriff, and we love our ICE officers. Together, we're going to restore safety to our streets and peace to our communities. And we're going to destroy the vile criminal cartel, MS-13, and many other gangs.
We're going to get you back and operating immediately. Thank you, whatever your governor has done. Thank you.
And I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will thrive. And our civilization will triumph.
We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism, and we will not allow it to take root in our country. We have created more than 2 million jobs since the election. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. The stock market is at an all-time high and hit yet another all-time high, the 85th time since my election. We have cut 22 regulations for every one new regulation, the most in the history of our country.
We are going to be celebrating Merry Christmas again.
$3.2 trillion in tax cuts for American families, including doubling the standard deduction and doubling the child tax credit. The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000, the largest tax cut in the history of our country.
We are a nation of pioneers and patriots, aviators and astronauts. We crave adventure and achievement, exploration and enlightenment. We gave birth to the modern world, and we will shape tomorrow's world with the strength and skill of American hands. Because for America, the sky is never the limit.
Night and day difference. If you remember where we were, we cannot forget where we came from. If not, we'll repeat it again.
That's right.
And it's the mercies of God. That's almost to me like Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is a Cyrus. And if you want to study Cyrus, God just touched Cyrus's heart to be able to favor God's people. And there was a window of time that God was going to shift his people into what he wanted for them. And some people are trying to project their whatever on him. It's like, it is what it is. Let's go for it.
That's right.
I mean, the favor, as a matter of fact, we get back from this break, we're going to hear Paula White with Faith Nation, but also we have a list of 173 accomplishments that happened in 353 days, something like that. It's amazing what happened just in a year's time. It's almost like somebody said something. Are you going to get tired of winning? Yeah. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
There are some facts of nature that never fail to astound me. For instance, did you know that before it snows, fir trees will retract their branches so the weight of the snow they'll have to bear is reduced?
Here's Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
This withdrawal response by trees is programmed into every branch, even those smaller than a little finger. The Creator has enabled the tree, in effect, to anticipate the problem before it occurs in order to reduce the effects of that natural phenomenon. And we can do the same in marriage. You may not be able to avoid problems and crises in marriage, but you can anticipate them and prepare for their arrival, because most of the stress points in families are entirely predictable. One of my good friends spent a considerable amount of time with his wife preparing for the moment when their kids would move out of the house. They talked about the empty nest to each other and to friends who had gone through it, and they read books about it and applied what they had heard to themselves. As a result, the transition to the empty nest was smooth and uneventful. Into every marriage a little snow will fall. Blizzards will blow and storms will howl. An effort to anticipate these difficult times will help you and your mate stand up under the weight of the problems that might otherwise threaten to bring your relationship down.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is definitely an exciting praise report type program about all the successes that happened for America.
Yes.
And during the first year of President Donald Trump's presidency, as a matter of fact, on Faith Nation, Paula White was talking about some of those things. As a matter of fact, take a look.
We look at everything from the naming of Jerusalem and the recognizing of Jerusalem to the Capitol to the National Day of Prayer to having over 1,000 faith leaders come through the White House to the Supreme Court, Justice of Neil Gorsuch to all the appointees, the most lower court appointees and nominations ever. I mean, there's just so much we could look at. The tax repeal, we could look at so many things that he's done. As I sit there and look at 55 executive orders, David, I mean, what he's accomplished in a year.
What he's accomplished in a year. As a matter of fact, we have.
Yes, we do.
Thanks to, you'll tell us in a moment, a big list of 173 accomplishments
yes.
in 350 days.
Yes.
353 days, as a matter of fact.
My goodness, we don't have enough time to get to them all.
No, but let's just cover some of those, can't we?
Okay.
Start talking about
number one, the jobs.
So we're going to list them off, 173
things. Oh, you want to list them?
Go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. Jobs. The unemployment rate for black Americans dropped to an all-time low in December to 6.8%. The previously month low was 7.4% in 2000. The government's been tracking unemployment by race since 1972. The overall unemployment rate is just 4.1%.
The historical, and this is one thing the Lord showed to Brianna Bolander,
yes.
about that Donald Trump would be the best president ever in regards to a breakthrough for the African-American people. And now we're seeing the lowest unemployment rate in the history for African-American. Yes, awesome.
And 4.1%, that's below
totally.
Every single month of the previous administration last year.
Right.
Stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average traded above 25,000 points for the first time in January the 4th, just 5 weeks after closing above 24,000 points for the first time.
Like 85 records.
Yes. December. Counterterrorism. The Trump administration announced December 29th that the United States will deny Pakistan military aid amounting to $255 million. A spokesman for the National Security Council explained that President Trump has made it clear that the United States expects Pakistan to take decisive action against terrorists and militants.
And Senator Rand Paul's talking about taking that money that was going to be given to Pakistan, who's been funding terrorism and harboring terrorists,
yes.
to use it to be able to build a wall to protect us from the things that are happening that we talked about in other programs prophetically.
Absolutely.
It's so important.
EPA reform, more than 700.
That was very important because what was the guy that talked about the book Nudge, I believe it was, and that San Sunstein?
Sal or no, Cuss? No.
Anyway, Sunstein, I think his last name is. He talked about
Cass
Sunstein. He says what you can do is regulate your way to control the people, basically.
And they did a lot of regulations.
And that's how you're looking at all these regulations. And EPA right here, 700 people have left the EPA since he's gotten in office.
Yes.
That's huge because people were going to jail for using their own property, and it was crazy some things that were going on that was really happening.
The United Nations, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, announced days after the U.N. General Assembly condemned the U.S. for recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital that Washington negotiated a $285 million cut in the global body's bloated budget.
So they voted wrongly to say, we're not going to support America, who's funding this thing, 60% I believe it is, something like that. And they said, as soon as they voted no, they said, okay, $285 million out of your budget.
$255 from Pakistan, $285 from the United
Nations.
That's
half a billion.
That's half a billion dollars.
We're only $20 billion in debt. He's like
paying bills.
Didn't Kim Clement give a prophetic word that God would give this particular presidency something that seems like a brilliant move to be able to pay off the debt? Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about it as well, and release the treasure trove of finances over America. I mean, it's
happening.
It's happening. You know, prepare yourself for it and understand. Yeah. And that's one thing that we're doing at VFN KB, VFN Kingdom Business, VFNKB.com. You know, you got to position yourself. It's not about just being that you can sing a song or something. It's about, can you function in society? Are you moving in the right spheres of culture that God's called you to be a light and impacting that?
Absolutely.
Because I really believe that if you had a conversation with President Trump, because I think of him more like a Cyrus, he would look at us as a church and said,
Get busy.
Do what you're supposed to do. Yeah, that's exactly what I believe he would say.
Human rights. President Trump on December 21st signed an executive order cracking down on individuals and groups that his administration deems to be perpetrators or enablers of human rights abuses and corruption. The order declared national emergency related to serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world and imposed sanctions on 13 individuals. Wow. Tax reform. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised President Trump December 20th for his leadership in the passage of the biggest tax overhaul
$3.2 trillion. Listen, God just gave you, through our leaders, $3.2 trillion, and you'll see it in your paychecks around February 2018, and that's exactly when the prophetic word that God gave through Cindy Jacobs that said the swamp creatures would be fighting, draining the swamp up until 10 months, which was February 2018, and that's exactly when we're going to see the money in our paychecks.
Reportedly, $4 trillion that's being held overseas is coming back into our country. $4 trillion.
Well, we'll have a lot of time, so let's just read just the top headline right there.
Regulatory reform.
Yes.
Climate.
Yeah, he canceled the Paris Accord. We got out of that.
Yes. ISIS. He's took back ISIS. He's decimated ISIS.
Yes.
In the short amount of time that he's been there.
I just saw Mosul this morning. It's decimated and destroyed. But the very fact that ISIS is not there anymore. They have to rebuild it. And that's actually, we don't have enough time to we'll have this available for you on the torch at VFNKB.com. But understand this, that God is moving in such a powerful way. This is huge. You remember James Foley, this American journalist, Christian journalist that has an awesome testimony his parents gave. He was writing back and forth to his parents. He was beheaded by ISIS. A soldier in Great Britain was beheaded on the streets of Great Britain. And our former president was going, this is like a new normal.
That's right.
And we had citizens in Oklahoma. She was at her workplace and her coworker beheaded her and didn't even talk. We had the Fort Hood shootings that was taking place. ISIS has been uttered. There's going to be a lot of scattering and smattering that takes place. But this is huge things. And there's so many things that have been accomplished. This is the answer to your prayers. As a matter of fact, the Lord said specifically, God heard your prayers. God heard the prayers. And Dutch Sheets talked about this. We'll have more about that. And he said that shifted everything. And this is what God told him. We now have the air. The church now has the air. And then whoever controls the air controls the outcome and wins. We've got to pray for you, and we're coming to a close. But we're so encouraged. We're so thankful. What God's continue to pray for our president. Like Pastor John Kilpatrick said, understand if God's blessing you to be used, you're also going to be a target of the enemy. Father God, we just pray for our president. We pray protection over him and his wife Melania and his son and his daughter, Father God, and his extended family and the cabinet, Father God, and our leaders, Father God. We thank you for what they're doing.
Yes.
We pray for more judges to be put in across the land, Father God. Lord, purge our nation of judges that hate our Constitution, that hate you, that hate the American people and the freedom that we have, and put in people that have your heart for this nation and your plan, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice, and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But
The simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, so that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.